Sixers also lost yesterday. KYW's Dave Uram joining us to tell us all about that. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Carol. Rather uncompetitive. They haven't lost like this in about a month. 117-98 at the Wizards.
It was just one of those nights. I thought we got outplayed in every phase of the game.
Only two of Doc Rivers' players scored in double figures. Joel Embiid was one of them, extending his franchise record of scoring at least 30 points in 11 consecutive road games. But it was just Joel and Tyrese Maxey.
Not a lot to talk about after games like this. You just go back, you watch film, you get ready for the next game. This is all year, though. I mean, our job is to improve all year. When you win, you improve. You lose, and then hopefully by the playoffs, you're ready.
Will they have Ben Simmons for the playoffs? Seems unlikely. He continues to be out for personal reasons. ESPN's Ramona Shelburne said yesterday that Simmons is working with his therapist but is prepared to sit out the whole season if the Sixers don't find a suitable trade for the organization by the end of the season. Sixers legend Charles Barkley told TMZ Sports that the Sixers need to stop being stubborn and trade him.
You got to move on from a bad relationship. To not use him. And Joel Embiid's been playing great this year.
MVP.
So they're wasting his talents. But they've got to make a decision. But Ben Simmons never going to play in Philly again. The fans will never forgive him.
Carol, 23 days until this season's trade deadline.